What not to do, treating Judaism as Christianity without Jesus. In this video, we are looking at what not to do when serving in Jewish-Christian ministry conversations. The first mistake is treating Judaism as Christianity without Jesus. That phrase may sound simple, but it is not careful. Judaism is not merely an incomplete version of modern Christianity. Judaism has its own history, worship patterns, community life, traditions, readings of scripture, understanding of covenant, and ways of practicing faithfulness before God. Christians believe Jesus fulfills the law and the prophets. We believe he is the promised Messiah. But that does not give Christian leaders permission to caricature Jewish people or speak as though they have no living tradition. The second mistake is using shared scripture carelessly. Christians and Jews both value many of the same biblical texts, but we often read them differently. A Christian may see a passage pointing clearly to Christ. A Jewish person may hear that same passage within covenant, Torah, peoplehood, exile, suffering, or national hope. A wise Christian leader does not say, "You just need to read your own Bible correctly." That response is harsh and usually closes the door. A better approach is, "As a Christian, I read this passage as pointing to Jesus. I know you may read it differently. Would you be open to talking about how each of us understands it?" That kind of language is clear without being contemptuous. The third mistake is ignoring Jewish suffering. Many Jewish families carry historical memory of persecution, anti-Semitism, exile, and trauma. Some have specific family stories connected to the Holocaust, discrimination, or religious hostility. If a Christian leader speaks carelessly, the conversation can feel unsafe. A fourth mistake is assuming all Jewish people believe or practice the same way. Some are Orthodox, some are conservative, some are Reform, some are secular. Some are culturally Jewish, some are interfaith, some are curious about Jesus, some are strongly opposed to Christian claims, some are grieving and do not want a theological debate. Ask what matters to that person. The fifth mistake is hiding Christian conviction in the name of respect. Respect does not require vagueness. Christian leaders can be honest about Jesus while remaining humble, kind, and permission-based. In ministry, the goal is not to win a religious argument. The goal is faithful presence, truthful witness, and love for the person before you. Do not flatten Judaism. Do not weaponize scripture. Do not ignore history. Do not stereotype Jewish identity. Do not hide Christ. Listen with humility. Speak with clarity. Serve with dignity.